and now all of a sudden we're going to see more of Gawain. And obviously, as this split becomes a reality, Gawain is going to take on a more and more significant role. And so as we see him unfold here, we see him really siding with Gareth to a large extent, really not liking Mordred much at all, and thinking that Agravaine is just the pain, but finally they're brothers, and remember, loyalty has some value, but he also thinks he's the head of the family, and he doesn't want them to do it. He even says that he will forbid it. On top of 526, Mordred states his intent, and to show a little bit about the nature of Mordred, we read about line 8 on 526, and no one talks about anything except this so-called Holy Grail. Agravaine and I have decided to go to Arthur now in full court and ask about the Queen and Lancelot to his face. And so when he's so, you know, casually dismisses the whole talk of the Holy Grail, we see that he is not about ideals. He's not about quests. He's after something very different. And all he's really about is revenge, having the just due for his family.